You're listening to the Audacity to Be Ambitious podcast, where we talk all things life, women, and ambition. And I'm your host, Jess, the life coach. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Inspiration to Action series, my podcasting and audiobook hybrid, where I read to you, We Can Do Extraordinary Things, my new fancy book that's now available on Amazon. So stick around and listen to all the lessons I learned on my way to extraordinary. Chapter 20, Sustainable Growth and Fulfillment. Welcome to the end of the beginning, my friends. You hear about it in diets and addiction. You hear about it in toxic relationships, and you see it happen in the movies. People make massive changes and proclamations that they are done living life the way that they've been settling for. And then they go back. People often give up ahead of time and end up not even trying at all because they use this as evidence as to why it's not possible for them. For example, I'm not going to go on a diet because then I'll just gain it back anyway. Or the infamous, maybe I just like the bad guys. The good ones are too boring or hard to find anyway. Insert eye roll. That reads different in the book, I promise. In business, it can look like, I'm not going to apply. There's no way that they're going to hire me. Or, I hate feeling like a gross salesman. So, on all of these occasions, we have a common denominator. They all fail ahead of time. Failing ahead of time has such a profound meaning to a simple statement. This means that they stunt their growth by choosing to believe it's not possible before even attempting the effort. They end up throwing their hands in the air and walking away. What we've learned here is that it's 100% okay because that's their life, not ours, right? I get it. And it makes me wince to see people struggle when there's clearly a way out. But again, remember that the world is 50-50. We're not all meant to live the same life in the same way at the exact same time. With that being said, you are witnessing me doing what I can for the people who are willing to learn sooner than later, the people who are willing to do something about it. I've been saying it the whole time. I don't want you to just journal a few times. I don't want you to lose 5 pounds or any pounds at all. I don't want you to run a marathon or even write a book. I don't want a single thing from you, except this. I want you to know that the key to sustainable growth is choosing to learn, being a student, and challenge your beliefs regularly. Knowing when to look outside of yourself to gain access to the inner workings of your mind. So remain curious and give back to the world what you seek from it. These are all tools that are repeatable. They last a lifetime. This is why I love personal development so much. Because when you cling to it, you can hold on to it, remember it, and just continue to apply it, just like you can sing a song whenever you're thinking about it. But these are tools of measurement, awareness, and understanding. Tools for you to facilitate change with, but they're not the only ones. My book, products, coaching, courses, and the podcast, they're all only a tiny portion of what you have access to in the world. Now that we've opened with that, which is probably what you thought was the end, here's the real last lesson. As you begin to grow and live your life from a higher perspective, your purpose and fulfillment will continue to evolve. They will grow with you, and you will grow with them. I want you to know that it's okay to change your mind, standards, relationships, identity, political views, style, and other realizations that lead you closer to an authentic, juicy life experience. This can happen countless times. It does not mean that you're not doing it right. And it doesn't mean that you aren't sure of your path. And it definitely doesn't mean that you are defined by your past. So find some peace in this little slice of science. Neuroplasticity means that there's a way you can teach an old dog new tricks. Neuroplasticity is looked at as an overarching term that refers to the brain's ability to modify, change, and adapt both structurally and in functionality throughout life in response to your experiences. How fancy is that? So new neural pathways will enable you to see the world in a way that you haven't yet. As you change how you experience it over and over again, you'll learn new skills and create different pathways to help facilitate this change in your life. And that's a normal part of the process. I know it sounds super fancy and sciencey, but it's what's going on behind the scenes. Like I said earlier, your heart's beating right now and you're not even telling it to. It's awesome. This is what our brain does. Your standard of living will most likely evolve and your standard of loving will most definitely evolve. So back to that still small voice. Maybe you heard it whispering to you as you read this, or even, you know, screaming, perhaps. It's time to lean into it. If you're scared, that's okay. If you're embarrassed, perfect. You're human. You are also your own key to a heart-pounding, purposefully driven, and fulfilling life. You have been the key all along. Now, you're just existing and deciding to do something about it. Go ahead, show yourself. It's time. P.S. We can do extraordinary things. Hey ladies, if you liked what you heard here, then you'll love The Collective. It's my exclusive monthly coaching program curated for real women who are ready to create real results in their lives. Get started at coachcurator.com/join, and I'll see you in Coach Curator Collective.
And don't forget to like, listen, and subscribe.